Cholera outbreak in Malawi claims 750 deaths. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. The cholera outbreak in Malawi, the worst in two decades, has reached the grim mark of 750 deaths. According to Malawi's health minister, cases continue to rise across the country despite some encouraging signs in some areas. Blantyre, Malawi, AP, the worst cholera outbreak to affect Malawi in two decades has now claimed 750 lives, a government minister said, while the World Health Organization chief described the Southeast African country as among the hardest hit amid ongoing global epidemics that are more widespread and deadly than normal. Malawi's health minister Kambiz Kandodo Chipondo on Thursday ordered the closure of many businesses that lack safe water, toilets and hygienic refuse disposal facilities, and announced restrictions on the sale of pre-cooked food. We continue to record rising number of cases across the country, despite signs of reduced transmission and deaths in a few areas, Chipondo said in a statement, and urged adherence to sanitation and hygiene measures. On Wednesday, Chipondo said 17 people had died from 589 new cases of the waterborne disease in the past 24 hours. She said the country has recorded 22,759 cases since the onset of the outbreak in March last year. Figures show that about 15 people have been dying daily in recent days, with 155 deaths recorded in the past 10 days. Nearly 1,000 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday. This week, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said 31 countries have reported cholera outbreaks since December, a 50% increase over previous years. While we have had large cholera outbreaks before, we have not seen such a large number of simultaneous outbreaks, Tedros said, adding that Malawi, along with Haiti and Syria, are among the worst affected countries. Last year, the WHO and its partners switched to a single dose of the standard cholera vaccine instead of the usual two doses, due to supply problems. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Please share and subscribe to our channel. www.cntlive.com